The Burt Show.
Let's introduce you to intern Brandon. Brandon said, at least for him, there are worse things that you could call him than the N-word.
Yeah.
And he was shocked by one, what, last week?
Yeah, last week. It was actually my brother that got called this. I've been called similar.
But what Todd is, Brandon is white. Yeah. And so that's what's really
don't
odd
confuse
about
people, Jeff.
Well, my brother, he works at Staples, and he's a computer repairman, and it's in West Marietta, so it's not exactly the most diverse part of Cobb County. So he comes in one day, and he was just like, "You'll never believe what this old lady called me." And he's like, whatever. Yeah, old white lady.
Okay.
And he's like, I was helping her, helped her for about 20 minutes. She was buying a computer and stuff. And then, like, her grandson came in and was talking to her. And the grandson was like, oh, did you find everything all right, Grandma? And she was like, yeah, that nice mahogany boy.
Mahogany
gentleman. Mahogany gentleman helped me over there. She called him a gentleman, at least.
She called him a mahogany
gentleman? A mahogany gentleman.
Awesome. And how old is this lady?
I would think she's pretty old to be calling people mahogany.
Carl, what would you do if somebody called you mahogany?
But you know what, though? That's hilarious, man, because I've been I haven't been called like mahogany, anything like that, but I've noticed people having a hard time trying to reference my color.
Yeah.
Like, Carl, the African,
I'll tell you straight up, white people are confused. Yeah, we've been confused for a long time about this. Is African American? Is it black? Is it colored? What is it?
Yeah.
You know, and no one wants to offend.
The lady say mahogany, I would have taken that she's trying to be real careful.
She's trying to be polite.
She was trying.
Yeah.
Especially the older you get, because the older generations have had to, get out of bad habits, because it's our grandparents' generation that, you know, would be using the N-word as if it was, you know, mm-hmm. right off their tongue. So then you're trying to teach everybody what to say that's more correct, and I guarantee, that's the first thing that came
to her
mind.
She's trying to be, or that's what she uses, and I think, because my grandmother, before she passed away, all black people were colored to her.
Yeah.
So, and I think when they reach a certain age, nobody bothers to correct them. Like, I think they tried to in the past or whatever, and then it just doesn't happen because with her generation, that's what it was.
She thinks she's graduated to political correctness of mahogany.
Mahogany.
Right.
Mahogany. The sad part was my brother actually had to look up what shade mahogany was. So. I mean, it's kind of purplish if I remember correctly. So. I guess it's either really dark, he's purple, or something like that.
It's
typically
a word you use to describe furniture in
like,
your living room.
Yeah,
you know?
Like you go to the Home Depot and you ask for like mahogany wood stain.
Well, I was giving somebody directions, a black woman, and she described me as that nice pine boy. So I think it's just a whole new generation of humans are now shades of wood.
Well, Jeff, you're more maple.
Okay.
The thing is, just like how we're laughing about it now, I promise you, as soon as I would have been called mahogany, I would have turned around and called my wife, hey, Cheryl, listen to this. We crack up about it. Just being so careful.
Now, yeah.
Just call me black or African American.
Well, I had
Either
a guy.
One of those is all good.
Yeah. Well, I had a guy when I was working in retail. He was an older white guy working in Ackworth. Not the most diverse part of any place in the world. He called me boy.
Ooh.
And it wasn't like a cop calls you boy and it's like, okay, you're a cop, you have a gun. You can call me whatever you want, just don't shoot me. It was one of those, hey, boy, come help me find this. And I was standing next to a white girl and I looked at her and I was like, is he talking to me? Because I ain't his boy, I ain't his friend, I ain't his son or anything like that. So, and then, like, she was like, he's old. It's okay. It's okay. So, like, when it goes to, like, that point, then it's offensive, but it's, in my opinion, it's less offensive than being called the N-word.
Boy is less offensive? I mean, we're splitting hairs here, right?
Not really, because at least when you have the N-word, you're upfront about it's hate.
I think the N-word has been, throughout generations, a negative word.
Yes.
Whereas depending on how old this guy was,
disrespectful.
In the small town. Right. But it's not hate. It's might be what he grew up with. Whereas the N-word has always been
the N-word
hate filled.
Like, when you started this off by saying that it was something worse than the N-word, like I understand the confusion and all the about being mahogany and boy and all that. But there's nothing worse than the N-word for me. Hands down.
Well, one for me, I can't be like as upset when somebody calls me an N-word because I feel that it loses its value, especially in today's generation, that guys are walking around calling themselves N-words in terms of endearment. Like, even, I'm not going to lie, I do it too. Like, you see your friend, you're like, what's up, N-word? So it's like, in an ideal situation, nobody should be able to use that word rather than some be able to use it in a nice way and some being able to use it in a bad way. But at least when you get called the N-word, you know there's hate behind it. I can deal with somebody being up forward, foremost, and hate. Mm-hmm. With me, we don't have to like each other. You call me an N-word, that's blatant hate. But at least, when somebody calls you colored, like, the stories that I used to hear from my mom and my grandmother growing up was when white people were trying to be politically correct and nice and upfront, like they like black people. They were calling them coloreds when behind their backs they were really hating. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather you be upfront with me and call me the N-word than trying to make it seem that way.
Hide it behind a word like
unless
boy.
Unless they're older and it's
like then it's just kind of funny if it's really old really. And she's calling you mahogany. I mean, it's funny.
What does that mean? Does that mean you like me or you don't like me? Yeah, it's mahogany.
Like,
I can't tell.
What for creativity?
Oh my god!
In the realm of furniture, like mahogany is a good solid.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's a compliment. She wasn't commenting on your color. You were a good solid nightstand. That's what she was saying.
Call me oak.
Strong as oak.
Hey Monica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Loving you,
Rebecca.
You
know, the color thing, it's just so weird. I have a vanilla brother at work.
Vanilla.
And I call him Vanilla, and I'm his chocolate sister. And then when my kids were little, my daughter, they're half Puerto Rican, we're half black, and she's always said she was beige. And it wasn't because she was taught that. She just, as she learned colors, she said she was beige. So,
well, I remember when I was a kid and I had a Fed Albert coloring book, one of my favorites. And I remember asking my mom, like, well, if they're black, then why am I using the brown, you know, right, Crayola to color his skin?
I think that seriously, like, white people are confused, and right, I think white people want to be so sensitive about it that they're not exactly sure what to use. There almost needs to be like a day where we're educated on this is the word to use
this
from this
word,
day forward. Because
right
for a
here,
while there, African American was the word that white people were supposed to refer to black people as. And then we took some calls from people saying that they were offended by that word because I'm not from Africa.
Yeah, that's my thing is that I don't go around calling white people European Americans.
Right.
You know, it's been
that's
so
true,
many degrees of separation, so to say, then I've been from Africa. Like, my mom wasn't from Africa. My dad was from Haiti. His parents were from Haiti. My mom's parents were from America. That's when it gets down to me, it's too many degrees of separation from me being in Africa. So, you know,
you're
just
probably
call me black.
More like French or Creole American.
Yeah, I'm Haitian American.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. Do you all get it? Well, have you all ever been offended by being called white?
Mm-mm.
No.
Or called, because sometimes I kind of teeter on the fence. My Caucasian friend or my white friend. Seriously, though, I kind of...
There are very few things. I mean, as a white person, I mean, I've got black friends that call me cracker jokingly, and that cracks me up.
Wow. We can say that on air.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Have you ever seen Bert walk in this morning? He's like, what's up, my cracker?
My cracker brother?
Yeah.
I think when you're in the majority of anything, the jokes are less offensive
because it
doesn't
hurt you.
It doesn't hurt you because you are just in the majority. It's the same with like straight people jokes. Like when gay people call us breeders, I'm like, okay, that's supposed to be offensive, but
not
all
right. Right.
You know what I mean? So I think anytime you're in the majority, it's
right.
It's kind of deflected because of that, the innate nature of that.
Right. And I've heard this also that don't call me black because my skin is brown.
Yeah,
you're calling me black, and that's offensive.
Yeah,
so that's why white people don't know what to say.
And I can understand. I can understand the sincerity of the confusion. Now, I don't those bogus ones out there. I'll be quiet. But the sincerity of ones that's confused, I can understand. So I would say a good point. This is me. I'm the black guy representative, right? But African American is more for me more legitimate. I would say. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You prefer African American?
No, I prefer black. But I can understand. You referring to me as African American.
So black's okay.
Yeah, black. I'm,
Damn, where does mahogany rank in there for you?
We're going to be a mahogany. Mahogany American.
It's a new era.
Don't you think also, though, like with your kids and stuff, like it's best to identify people by like the color shirt they're wearing or whatever it is? Because I'll even try to do that myself. If I am, say I'm shopping and somebody's helped me out and it's a black girl that helped me, she was the sales girl. And then I go up to the counter and they say, has somebody been helping you? My first inclination, and I try to do it consciously, is say, the girl in the green shirt over there was the one who helped
me. Because that's how you describe a white girl.
Because that's exactly what, you know, or I would say, oh, she's the one with the pretty curly hair or whatever it is. I try my best not to use that as the first identifying factor because I think once we start doing that, then it's like your skin color doesn't, it doesn't matter what your skin color it is.
I agree with you, but I don't know that it's realistic. Like if people, you take out the glaring characteristic that separates you from somebody else. So if you're with a group of white people.
But skin color shouldn't be the glaring characteristic that separates you from somebody else.
Why? It's no offense. It's not offensive to me if somebody refers to me as a short guy. That's the glaring characteristic that separates me from most of my friends, which are taller guys.
And I understand what Jen is saying, but I agree with you, Bert.
No, Bert, around most of your friends, you're the white guy.
But see, I feel like it's only with black people that I would typically be trained to do that. I would never say if Reshma, who's Indian, right? Indian? Of Indian scent.
Or something darker. Well,
I'm not sure.
Somewhere between us and Carl.
But if I were out shopping and they said, who helped you, I would never say the Indian girl or the brown skin girl over there. I would say the girl in the gray striped sweater.
Let me ask you this.
But if it were Brandon that were helping me, I would have been conditioned to say, oh, the black guy over there helped me. So instead, I would rather say the guy in the Yankees hat.
At least it's not mahogany.
But if you're in a store...
You know
and
what I'm saying? I don't know.
Right. I know what you're saying.
Got it. Mm-hmm. If you're in a store that's predominantly where it's staffed by most of the employees are black and there's one white person working and the person said, who helped you? Would you say the white girl over there?
I'd probably name the color of her hair.
I'd say the white girl.
See, I would say the white. I would say whatever is the most identifying. If I wouldn't identify the person, if I walked into a store and every employee was black, I wouldn't identify the person who helped me as the person as the black guy over there. Mm-hmm. But it's a way to describe. If I'm in a store, it's 50-50 employees. I would go the black guy with the Yankees cap and the blue shirt. And I certainly don't mean it offensively. It's an easy way to identify someone.
Right. Hey, The Bert Show.